Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Va'ira. We get into the Makos this week. The Mitzvah Parsha is saying, the Mitzvah Parsha is very geschmack. We have 7 out of the 10 Makos. This week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu finally going to Paro and telling Paro, listen, let's go, let my people go. In the name of Hashem. Before Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro, Hashem in the beginning of the parsha speaks to Moshe and says the following, Bo Daber, come. Let's go together. Bo Daber, let's go. Come with me and we'll speak to Paro. Vishalachas Bnei Yisrael Be'aretzo. And Paro will send the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Good deal, no? Hashem says to Moshe, let's go. We'll go to Paro. You'll go to Paro. You'll speak to Paro. Let my people go, and then they'll leave Mitzrayim. Moshe says to Hashem, what do you mean? Hein Bnei Yisrael, lo shalom u'elai, kal v'chomer. The Jews didn't listen to me. They're not going to listen to me. Ve'eich yishmeini Paro. If the Jews, my brothers, my sisters, my family, the ones that I love, mamish, the closest people to me, they're not going to listen to me. So, Paro. Ve'eich yishmeini Paro. Paro's going to listen to me. Vanir as v'asayim, I can't even speak. I have a stutter. I can't even talk. It doesn't work. There's a lot of commentary on that pasuk, in that conversation. What kind of kavachomer is that? A good kavachomer, bad kavachomer. Leave that alone for now. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe el Aaron. Hashem then speaks to Moshe Aaron and says the following thing. Listen carefully to this pasuk. Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael. And he commands them el b'nei Yisrael. Very strange pasuk. What does that mean? He commands them to the Jewish people, ve'el paro me'el Mitzrayim, and to paro, lo'tzias b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. What's the command? Vayitzaveim. Very good. Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael. I want to tell a story. This morning I walked into the Beis Medrash, true story. At a certain time I walked in, maybe in the middle of the time we had for Seder time, and one of the members of our Shir, I won't say who he is, walked in late. Okay. I actually inquired about this boy, where was he? Someone told me they were doing something somewhere. And he walked in late. And I'm not looking around the room, no one looking where my eyes go, my eyes are staying closed right now, it doesn't matter who they are. But someone in this room who was very well-meaning and happens to like the person that walked in late very well and cares about him, and I know that for sure from just watching them interact, turns to the guy and says, like, you know, he gave him like a little bit of a jab, like, you know, like a hard time, like, yeah, like now you decide to roll in like at 11 whatever o'clock in the morning it might have been, and the person responded back to him like, what are you judging me? Like, are you like, I overheard this conversation. I enjoyed it actually. I really want to talk about that kind of situation right now. I enjoyed the give and take, but I want to talk about it right now because I think it's a very, very, very important lesson that Rashi comments on this pasuk, on this word by Yitzavim, which is relevant to that story and to very much to life. Says Rashi, listen to Rashi. How does Rashi learn this pasuk by Yitzavim? What's the command? There's no clear command. What's being asked? Zok, Rashi, listen carefully. Hashem commands Moshe and Aaron regarding Bnei Yisrael La'anigam b'nachas to lead Bnei Yisrael b'nachas. What's b'nachas mean? Calmly. V'lisbolosam. And to just deal with them. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, you're going to go take Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim? Here's the plan. You want to be a leader? You want to be a manik? Benachas, calmly, vilisbolosam. And be sovel. Bear them. Deal with them. It may not be easy, but bear them and deal with them. What's the pshat in this Rashi? What's the idea over here? What's Hashem really telling Moshe and Aaron? Here's what he's telling them. As much as you try, Rabosai, as much as you try to put yourself in the next person's shoes, and Moshe tried very hard. We looked in last week's parasha, the Medrash comments, that Moshe, when he saw another Jew with bricks on his back, he used to bend over and say, please, I wish it would be on my back. Moshe named his children after the suffering of Bnei Yisrael. Moshe, the Levim, tried very hard to commiserate with their brothers and sisters. But you know what? As much as a person could try hard to do that, you can't know what's going on in another person's world. You can't. You're never going to be the next person. Hashem says to Moshe, you want to be a successful leader of Bnei Yisrael? Bear them unconditionally. Take them without any judgments, without judging them, without saying, oh, that's, you know, grow up. Why can't you just grow up? Why can't you just man up? Why can't you just like be a man? No. None of that. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Aaron, this is the plan. Unconditional and knowing the fact that you don't know. You mamish don't know. We think we understand what's going on in another person's life. Hashem says you can't possibly know what it means to be a slave in Mitzrayim. If you're not a slave in Mitzrayim, you can't possibly. And they may look at you like and yell at you and complain to you and throw rocks at you, like it sounds like in the Torah a little bit. Hating the skalut, they're gonna old madu skaluni. Hashem says, Moshe, here's the plan. Unconditional. Because you can never know what's going on in another person's world. You're not another person. What a tremendous life lesson. Tremendous, tremendous life lesson. One of my rabbeim, he popped in last night after you guys left. Simcha. My Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael, Vidalia Hachberg, Shlita. He told me an amazing thought after we got married. I mean, he told me this, he told me the following thought that he came to this conclusion after we got married. He said he's still a Rebbe in Yeshiva, he's still a Shiurim in Yeshiva. He's been in the Beis Medrash pretty much his whole life. He's a pretty tremendous, he's a bunch of years older than me, he's a tremendous chus. Since he decided that he wants to be in this Medrash, and he's been pounding away and learning and giving shiurim for a very long time. And it's very easy in the Beis Medrash, like we saw this morning, it's very easy to like pass judgment on people, you know, like, it's easy. And like sometimes people would walk in late, and like, you know, they think to themselves, Batlin, lazy guy, Atlan. You know, and sometimes people wouldn't show up, and like, okay. He would think to himself then, before he got married, you know, like, come on, like, missing again? Then he got married. And he started living with his wife, Baruch Hashem. Then he got pregnant, they started having children, and he realized how complicated life gets. He was makabal upon himself then. An amazing Kabbalah. Never, ever to judge anybody else. Amazing Kabbalah. Unbelievable Kabbalah. Because he realized, you know what? I see in my own little world, in my world, how challenging life is. How complicated life gets. That's only me in my little corner of the world. But everybody has a life. Everybody has complications. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has nisyonos. And we have no right. We have no right to judge somebody in a way that's, you know, so obvious to me that way. So obviously it has to be that way. That's your perspective. That's your take on it. That's your look. But from their world, from their worldview, from their perspective, oftentimes it's a whole different world, a whole different game. There's a Mishnah in Avos that everyone knows. The Mishnah says, "Have you done as kol ha'adam l'kav zuchus?" Kol ha'adam means two things. It means all people, all men, every person. Done everyone l'kav zuchus. You know why? Because you don't know. You don't know what's going on in the world. It also says kol ha'adam, the entirety of the person. You have to see. You have to understand the entirety of the person. You don't know what's going on in the world. You don't know what's driving, what's pushing. You don't know there's a bigger picture that we don't always see. It was so appropriate. As Bnei Yisrael about to leave Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu is about to be appointed the manhig of Klal Yisrael to teach the manhig of Klal Yisrael this lesson, Vayitzaveim. It wasn't the command of, whip them into shape. No. Benachas. Calmly and be sovel. You guys missed the last, I don't know if you heard at the Vart last night. I enjoyed the whole thing. I enjoy again. Thank you all those that were able to come. I appreciate those that couldn't come. No. I don't judge you, for sure not. And I'm not upset at all that people weren't able to come. And I'm very happy all those that were able to join in the Simcha Baruch Hashem. One of the most enjoyable moments for me. I had a lot of nice moments. I enjoyed dancing with you guys and celebrating with Baruch Hashem. One of the rabbeim from my future son-in-law's yeshiva came to speak about him. To speak about it at the Vart. I think somebody heard him speak. He had a very nice white beard. Very beautiful looking Jew. Spoke beautifully. So at the end, he described my future son-in-law. One of the midos that he spoke about was the midah of Vatranas. Vatranas means that he's Mevati. Mevati means that he doesn't stand on ceremony. He doesn't let things go. He lets things go. He doesn't say, you know, okay, it's a matter of principle and I'm not letting go. It's my way or the highway. I don't know him that well. Like I mentioned last night, I know him a little bit. I like him very, very much. He's a beautiful person. But to hear that from someone that knows him much better than I do, for many years, gave me a very comforting feeling. Because in marriage, one of the most important midos a person can have in marriage is mevateh. You marry a new person, as good of people as you are, as fine midos as you have, it's two different people with two different perspectives. All of a sudden you merge and you try to become one. But guess what? You don't see things the same way all the time. He likes to squeeze the toothpaste, this is a classic example, from the middle of the toothpaste thing, because like, why start from the bottom? And she likes to squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom. So he squeezes from the middle, and she's from the bottom. And you're like, you're looking at the toothpaste thing, you're like, what? You know, why can't you just learn how to do it from the middle? And he's thinking like, why can't you just do it from the bottom? And you're like, toothpaste? Who cares about toothpaste? Who cares in the middle of the bottom? You know what the answer is? It's a stupid mushel, but it's not a stupid mushel. Because everyone laughs at, who cares where you squeeze through this from, right? It doesn't really matter. And what does matter? If you're 10 minutes late to something, it really does matter. So you're 10 minutes late. You know, what does matter? Because your parents want something, your in-laws want something else, you know what? And I'm torn. My parents want this, my in-laws want that. What do? You know what the answer is? Most of the time, you're mevater. If you're mevater, you don't lose. I close with the most beautiful quote, one of the most beautiful quotes I ever heard in my life. It's actually on my fridge in my house. There's a picture on my fridge from Rav Steinman, my daughter, the college, wrote it back from seminary like a year ago. A beautiful picture of Rav Steinman smiling. And it says the following words. We'll close with this. Nah hayiti, I was young. Gam zakanti, I got older. Velo ra'iti, I didn't see. Here's the end of two words they don't know. Velo ra'iti, mevater mafsid. Awesome line. One more time. I was young, I got older. I never saw a mevater, someone that was mevater that gave in, lose out. You don't lose when you give out, when you give in. You don't lose. You gain. You might, in the immediate moment, quote unquote, lose out because, you know, I didn't get my way. But trust me, you don't lose when you're mevater. The Baruch Shalom says to Moshe and Aaron, listen, you want to be a manig, a leader of Klal Yisrael? Unconditionally take them, don't judge them, don't be judgmental, just see them for who they are, for what they are, love them, respect them for who they are. That's our principle of Madi. That's how we can all grow. Give the rest of the kids a wonderful Shabbos, I will say.
Good Shabbos.